Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM. Talkspace.com/boom. B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is your team every day. It is your Detroit Lions. Let's talk about them. Matt Derry with you right here on Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. It is Thursday, February 23rd into Friday, February 24th. The weekend is upon us. How about this weather around here right now in Detroit? Is this incredible or what? 70 degrees? Feel like I should be going down to the big house for an late August, early September game or Spartan Stadium. Just tremendous weather days here, and hope you're enjoying it. And thanks for listening right here on audioboom.com, or if you're listening on iTunes, thank you for doing that. If you subscribe to the podcast, make sure you do, and you get it each and every day if you don't. And that way you have Lions content right there on your phone or your tablet, whatever you drive home. You know, like what you're hearing on the radio, not a song out there you like, not the sports talkers that you want to hear. Throw us on, make us a part of your regular day. I've been really into listening to a lot of podcasts. The Locked On NFL Draft podcast, I've been listening to a ton of, with John Ledyard and Luke Easterling. I always listen to Locked On Pistons with Dan Feldman. I love The Vertical with Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski. There's a ton of good podcasts out there, and I hope you like our material here on Locked On Lions. Coming up today on the podcast, you will hear from our sponsor today, the great Jason Stratt at RE/MAX Suburban. He brings you today's podcast. We'll talk to Jason a little bit about what's going on in the market. Also, the Lions have made a transaction today. And I will veer off of the Lions beat for a second and give you my thoughts on the NBA trade deadline and what the Pistons did not do today, as it is came and went. And Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson, KCP, all these guys are still Pistons. We'll get into that coming up. But first, I want to discuss the Lions quarterback situation for a second, and here's why. Right now is a hot time around the NFL because there are trade rumors, there is talk of certain players moving, there's the draft, and of course there is free agency. And one of the hottest names going right now is Jimmy Garoppolo, who of course is the backup quarterback to Tom Brady. And the more Tom Brady talks, the more it sounds like he's not looking to leave anytime soon. Might be 40 years of age, but a Jimmy Garoppolo blockbuster trade is reportedly right around the corner for the Patriots. And NFL executives, according to various reports, believe that Garoppolo is going to be traded and that there's no reason for the Patriots to hold on to him at all when you've got Tom Brady saying he's going to play 4 or 5 more years. And Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report says he's talked to 3 executives around the NFL, 2 from the NFC and 1 from the AFC, that they are relaying to him that they believe Garoppolo is going to be traded and soon. And certainly with the draft coming up in just a couple of months, why wouldn't the Patriots shop their backup quarterback who played 2 games last year and looked pretty good, is highly regarded around the league, and many feel like could start for a lot of teams, including the Houston Texans, who might be already souring on Brock Osweiler. The Chicago Bears, who are reportedly looking to trade Jay Cutler. The Cleveland Browns, who haven't had a quarterback since the Lord himself, Bernie Kosar, ran out of that first base dugout at the old stadium in Cleveland many, many years ago in the late 80s, early 90s. The Browns just haven't had a quarterback. So there are teams vying and jockeying for Jimmy Garoppolo, and why not? Completed over 70% of his passes in the 2 games he started during the Tom Brady suspension, threw for 496 yards, 4 touchdowns, all that stuff. And people like him, good-looking guy, 24, 25 years of age and ready to take over his own team. And why wouldn't the Patriots shop him right now? His stock will never be higher. And it brings me to my point. You look around the league, and I'm looking at, some of these articles, and I'm reading 247sports.com about Garoppolo and everything else. And there are some Lions fans, actual Lions fans, still complaining. Heck, I'll use the word. Still bitching about Matthew Stafford. Why? There are teams so desperate for an unknown, like a Jimmy Garoppolo, who's played a couple of games. Two games. And it's, oh, we got to send every first-round pick we have for Garoppolo, and he's going to be the guy, and the Bears want him, and the Jets want him, and the Texans want him, and the Browns want him, and it's going to be a big bidding war for an unknown. And there's actual people out there, oh, I wish the Lions would look at him, or what's Matt Stafford ever done? Is that still a thing? Is that still an old bit? After last season and what Matthew Stafford accomplished for the Detroit Lions, without a real number one receiver, with his best target, Theo Riddick, out for the last 4 or 5 weeks with a broken wrist, all Matthew Stafford did, behind a very young offensive line, behind a very weak, I wouldn't say weak, average core of receivers, a tight end that drops one or two balls a weekend, all he did was lead the Lions to 9 wins, come from behind win after come from behind win. Then he got hurt late in the year, refused to make any excuses about it, said it wasn't his finger as to why he sort of struggled in the Giants game and in the Packers game and in the Dallas game late, and even against Seattle, maybe wasn't as crisp. But yet still finished with a passer rating of 93.3, still finished with 24 touchdown passes to just 10 interceptions, still was knocked down. Other than Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson and Andy Dalton, knocked down more than any quarterback in the NFL. And we're still sitting here on February 23rd, 2017, having to have this discussion about Matthew Stafford. I think it's ridiculous. Can we stop? Is Matthew Stafford Tom Brady? No. Is Matthew Stafford Aaron Rodgers? No. Is Matthew Stafford Drew Brees? No. Is he Ben Roethlisberger? No. Russell Wilson, no. But, you know, this chatter about, well, you know, I know the Bears are looking for Garoppolo. I wish the Lions would. So you want the Lions to take a look at somebody else? Look in the division. There's four teams. There's a great quarterback in our conference, in our division, in the NFC North, and Aaron Rodgers, who once again put up an MVP-type campaign to lead Green Bay to the division championship. I get it. He's better than Stafford. Who, you want Sam Bradford? Just because he lit it up late in the season when the Vikings were out of it? No, you don't want Bradford over Stafford. You'd rather have the Bears' position of not knowing who their quarterback is going to be? Or maybe just cutting Jay Cutler if they can't trade him, and going 1 year if they can't get Garoppolo or draft somebody, and going 1 year with a stopgap like a Brian Hoyer or a Matt Barkley? You'd rather have that situation? I just think it's crazy. And you can tweet to me at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, or also contact me on the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook and react when we post the podcast. You can make comments on there as well. I find this whole discussion to be ridiculous. Is Matthew Stafford the greatest quarterback in Lions history? It's arguable between him and Bobby Lane. Is Matthew Stafford a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now? Also, you can make an argument for and against. Has he won the big one? Has he won the division? Has he won you a playoff game? No, he hasn't. And I get it. He's played with the Hall of Famer in Calvin Johnson. But no run game, an offensive line that hasn't been able to run block since he's been here. And this past season, receivers have dropped a lot of passes. I want to dive into this more in a second, but first I do want to tell you about Locked On NFL Draft. John Ledyard and Luke Easterling from DraftWire and USA Today. These guys do a great show. If you haven't listened to Locked On NFL Draft right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, you should, and you need to check it out. Locked On NFL Draft right here on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.
Catalyst. All right, so I hope Lions fans see my point, is that the quarterback position is not what it used to be in this league. It isn't. And for fans to be saying, oh, I think fans love the fantasy side of things. I think you, sitting in your car right now, are going, man, wouldn't it be fun and kind of, like I said, fantasy football to talk about a trade for a quarterback? You don't want to be in Cleveland's position where you might have to dole out multiple first-round draft picks in order to get Jimmy Garoppolo. You don't want to do that. Are you really ready, if you're the Cleveland Browns, to give up the number one overall pick or, you know, or a first-rounder, the 12th overall? Do you really want to be sitting there at number 12 if you don't make that trade with New England and go, well, we're going to take Myles Garrett at number one in Cleveland, and then at number 12, we'll get our pick of the litter. We'll get our future quarterback, DeShone Kizer, or Mitch Trubisky, or DeShone Watson. You don't know if any of those guys are going to be good at this level. Matthew Stafford is good at this level. And I was on Stafford for a long time. When I used to work with Maz and the crew and Ron and the crew at Detroit Sports 105.1, remember, it was just a year ago, when we talk about Stafford needs to be better. I thought he was much better this year. I thought he played his ass off. I thought he carried this team. He was in the MVP discussion going into the final quarter of the season, as Jim Caldwell likes to say. Then he got hurt. And yes, I understand. For a number one overall pick to take 8 years to finally scratch the surface, yeah, it's disappointing. And he's not a Roethlisberger or a Russell Wilson. He hasn't won those big games. Tom Brady's won, what, 20 playoff games in his career? And we're waiting on Stafford. I get it. But stop with this talk of, and I hear it from fans all the time. Oh, you know, the Jets are looking to trade for Jay Cutler. Would you really rather be in that position just because it's fun and it's something to talk about? Oh, I'd love to draft one of these guys. Really? You really want to go out and spend a high draft pick on Mitch Trubisky? What's he played, a year and a half in college? Hasn't taken enough snaps. I love DeShone Watson at Clemson. What a winner. He plays in a read option type offense at Clemson. That's not the pros. And I think he's going to be a good pro. I do. I like DeShone Watson. DeShone Kizer at Notre Dame? What did he ever win? Again, good player. Big arm. But, you know, that's for Cleveland and the Jets and the Bears to do, is to pick a quarterback. Be thankful for what you have in Matthew Stafford. I think that would be the right move. Folks, I've been telling you about Jason Stratt really for the last 6 months. Best realtor in the city, heck, in the country. You can get a hold of him at 586-634-2612. Jason Stratt of RE/MAX Suburban. And he joins me on the phone now. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, things are going well. I was just reading the other day that Detroit's one of the, I guess it's the 14th hottest market in the U.S. right now, up over 5% from last year.
Wow, what can you tell the audience right now about what you have going on?
Right now, we need people to sell. The market is so busy right now, homes are not sitting on the market, so if you're looking to sell, this is the time to do it. I got a house in Harrison Township that is beautiful. It's definitely something you have to see to enjoy. 28002 Lansdowne, Harrison Township, up for $399,900, over 3,000 square foot split level. Four bedrooms, absolutely gorgeous home, all custom built.
Wow, if you need to talk to Jason Stratt about that house, you need to call him right now, 586-634-2612, best in the business. And the great thing about you, Jason, you get back to people. You answer your phone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you call, I'll be there.
All right, Jason, thank you.
Thank you.
Always love talking to Jason Stratt of RE/MAX Suburban. He is the best when it comes to being a realtor in this area. The best of the business is Jason Stratt. All right, I promised you a little transaction roster note today from the Detroit Lions, and they announced that they have signed free agent tackle Pierce Burton, 6'6", 305. He finished last year as a member of the Colts practice squad. Prior to his time in Indy, Burton played for the Falcons and Panthers, both on their practice squads in 2015. Played 2 years at Ole Miss. Entered the NFL as an undrafted rookie free agent with the Vikings in 2014. So he's gone from Minnesota to Atlanta to Carolina and to the Colts, and really hasn't gotten a sniff. But he's a big kid, 6'6", 305, and the Lions adding him to the mix at tackle. And just some protection for them with, of course, Riley Reiff, a free agent, and Larry Warford, a free agent as well. And we've talked about it on the podcast. If they lose Warford, I think they're moving Joe Dahl or Lakin Tomlinson to right guard if Travis Swanson is healthy. But if they lose Riley Reiff, I don't know what they're going to do at right tackle. That'll be a wait-and-see type of situation. But again, Lions have signed free agent tackle Pierce Burton, remember the Colts practice squad from last year, to their active roster today, 6'6", 305. And again, graduated from Ole Miss after 2 years there in 2012 and 2013. All right, before we wrap things up here on Locked On Lions for a Thursday into Friday, I want to quickly make a note or give you a little bit of note on the NBA trade deadline. Of course, my beat for years was the Pistons, doing a pre- and post-game for, 11 years or so with the Pistons on the radio side. And, you know, look, I've been paying attention and I see everything else. A lot of trade rumors, a lot of reports that the Pistons were shopping Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson, and, of course, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope over the last few weeks. And, you know, Stan Van Gundy had made a point today as to say, you know, 95% of the time these trades don't happen, and don't believe everything you read. And there's some very good, you know, very good sources and very good reporters out there. Mark Stein, Adrian Wojnarowski, these are the type of people that I think should be trusted. And they said, yeah, absolutely, the Pistons have made it known to teams that they're willing to have conversations about their players. Number one, I never thought in a million years that the Pistons would trade Andre Drummond. And it's not because Andre Drummond is some great player, because he isn't. Andre Drummond should be a lot better than he is. With that being said, he is still 22 years of age. But if you recall, before this season, Andre Drummond signed an extension with the Pistons, 4-year extension with a player option for a 5th year, all right, with an average salary of $25.4 million, a 5-year max deal of $127 million. And there's no player option after 2 years. There's no opt-out like Dwayne Wade has or LeBron has or any of that. This is a straight 5-year, $127 million deal with a team with a player option for his 5th season, which would pay him in 2020-2021, $28.8 million. You think he's going to turn that down? No way. But teams aren't going to trade for a guy with no options and no opt-outs, because you would have to absorb a contract of a player that you would have to own for the remainder of this season and for the next 3, likely 4, and he's underachieved this year. So all this talk of, oh, well, does Drummond get along with his teammates, and is Drummond a cancer, and is Drummond this, and is Drummond that? Think about what other teams would have to do. They'd have to absorb a rather large contract. Teams are trading for guys with expiring contracts or a year and a half on their contract, like New Orleans. They got nothing to lose to get Boogie Cousins. If he's a complete headache, he leaves after next year. And then they start again. And they start over. So I never believed that with Reggie Jackson and Andre Drummond out there, the teams are going to take on those deals. Reggie Jackson doesn't have any opt-outs either, or team options or player options. His deal was a straight 5-year deal too that he signed before last season. So I'm not buying it. And I also think that Drummond is very close with the owner, and I'm not sure Tom Gorris is ready to give Stan Van Gundy the 100% go-ahead to actually make that deal. I think Gorris loves Drummond. And I think he thinks, boy, eventually he'll come around. This year he hasn't. He should have been an all-star again. In a very weak crop of Eastern Conference bigs, in a very weak Eastern Conference, where guys like Al Horford and Paul Millsap, and I like Paul Millsap, but Paul Millsap and Carmelo Anthony shouldn't be making the all-star team over Andre Drummond. Not at this point in his career. He should be better. And he should be excelling, and he should be better at the line, and his offensive game should be better. And his attitude should be better. And I think that one of the things the Pistons did, which was smart, was that they put out a little nugget to the media to get it out there that they were shopping these guys in hopes of lighting a fire under them so that they play with more consistency and they play with a smile on their face. I watch a lot of these games. These guys look miserable out there. I don't know if it's Stan that they don't like. I'm not in the loop like I used to be. But they play sometimes miserable. They don't look like they're having fun. You got to have fun being out there for 82 games a year. At least try. So I think this hopefully will light a fire under them that they were rumored to be on the block. And if you're a Pistons fan, that's what you hope for. That'll wrap it up. Another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks to Jason Stratt from RE/MAX Suburban, as always, for sponsoring today's podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.